Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55, beginning at verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good. Let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Verses 1 through 13, all of Isaiah chapter 55. Father, thank you once again for the gift of your word. Thank you for the many ways that your word blesses us and guides us. Thank you, Lord, for how that your word literally is a gift that we can give to ourselves and to you every single day as we take time to open your word and spend time one-on-one with you in your word, in your presence, as you speak words of life, blessing, salvation, power, grace, healing, and so much more to us as we simply read and meditate on your word. With every passing day, guide us to become more and more the faithful, diligent students of your word that you'd have us to be, believers who walk in your word, who move in the power of your word each and every day. We thank you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time.
Father, we come to you grateful today that you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. What a blessing, Father. What a hope we have as we live day by day in this dark world, that you've called us out of this darkness, and ultimately one day we'll be totally away from it and be able to worship you and praise your name without any sin. We can do that face to face and bring you much honor and glory. We look forward to that day, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. The American Family Association will no longer be canceled by culture or banned from speaking the truth. We're introducing one of our latest ministry efforts, AFA Streaming, built and managed by the American Family Association. Previously, AFA relied on third-party platforms, including YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, to stream content. However, sadly, these platforms have become censors of biblical truth. AFA Streaming is now available. AFA Streaming is an online platform that hosts all AFA-produced video content, from documentaries and church curriculum to our Cultural Institute series, all available now for online viewing on a user-friendly, first-class website. AFA's vision is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. AFA Streaming provides top-notch resources that address issues related to the core values of the American Family Association. It's simple to create an account and stream limited content for free. Great Commission partners, that is those who make a monthly donation of any amount, will have unlimited access to all content on the platform. Please pray for this ministry project. The American Family Association continues to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Set up your account today to begin streaming. To find out more information about this, as well as about AFA Streaming, visit afa.net. Again, that's afa.net. Hope that you will take time to do that. We continue now today, and we'll be reading through the Word of God. But before we do, I want to remind you of the importance of us being students of Scripture daily as we open the Word of God and spend time one-on-one with the Lord. Remember, when you open the Bible and spend time with the Lord daily, that's your daily appointment with Jesus Christ. And remember, the Lord will spend as much time with you as you'll spend with Him. I want to briefly share with you an article entitled "The Bible, the Book That Is Alive." And if you'd like to get the article, just email me at jparker@afa.net. But I hope this article will be of encouragement, strength to you, and encouragement specifically, encouraging you and your family to get into God's Word every single day. Again, the article, "The Bible, the Book That Is Alive." Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them." Psalm 19, verses 7 to 11. The Bible, the written word of God, is a unique, uplifting, and empowering book. It's the only book of its kind. The word of God is alive. It's pregnant with the ability to bless us. It's a book filled with grace. It's a source, a container, a vessel of grace. And every day God's question to each one of us is, how much do you want? The Word of God is Christ, and Christ is the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to you. He's pouring Himself into your mind, body, and spirit. When we read the Word of God, Christ is touching our lives. And as we read the Word of God, He's bringing healing and wholeness to our lives and every part of our lives. Have you ever heard of the term Bible trivia? Well, in truth, there is no such thing. There's not a single word in the Word of God that is trivia. All of it has power, fruitful insight about life, encouragement, and many other things within. Every word has eternal wisdom, help, and instruction in it. There are no idle words in the Bible, no trivia whatsoever. One of the most fruitful and wise habits we can start in our lives is the habit of reading and spending time in God's Word every single day. Nothing else will bless, strengthen, guide, and equip you in life more than the habit of reading and meditating on the Word of God every single day. Parents, if we start the habit of having our children read the Word of God out loud to us every day, this will bless our children and family tremendously. Why not start such a habit today? 11 excellent reasons you should read the Word of God every day. Number one, it tells you how to be genuinely saved and how to grow up in your faith. Number two, it gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. A third reason to read the Word daily, it empowers your prayer life. Number four, it sharpens your ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more and more clearly in your life. Number five, it ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. Six, it helps you maintain your mental health. Seven, it increases the anointing on every area of your life. Number eight, it increases your wisdom in every area of your life. Number nine, it enhances your intellect and your personality. It can literally increase your IQ. And a tenth reason, reading the Word daily is important because it pours grace, peace, joy, and wisdom into your spirit, your mind, and your life. And at number 11, in direct statement or in principle, God's Word gives you guidance and or direction about every issue, every topic, every matter in all of life. Seven things we can do with the Word of God every day include read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. Again, the title of that article, The Bible, the Book That Is Alive. If you'd like to get a copy of that article, just email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, the title, The Bible, the Book That Is Alive. My email, jparker@afa.net. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God now, and we pick up now in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 23. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, and as we read again, we hope that you too will be encouraged to get into God's Word absolutely every single day. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, picking up at verse 1. So when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord. 6,000 were officers and judges. 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 praised the Lord with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise. Also David separated them into divisions among the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Laadan and Shimei, the sons of Laadan, the first, Jehiel, then Zatham, and Joel, three in all. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith, Haziel, and Haran, three in all. These were the heads of the fathers' houses of Laadan. And the sons of Shimei, Jahath, Zena, Jeush, and Beriah, these were the four sons of Shimei. Jahath was the first, and Ziza the second. But Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons. Therefore they were assigned as one of Therefore they were assigned as one father's house. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four in all. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was set apart, he and his sons forever, that he should sanctify the most holy things, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to give the blessing in his name forever. Now the sons of Moses, the man of God, were reckoned to the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershon and Eleazar. Of the sons of Gershon, Shebuel was the first. Of the descendants of Eleazar, Rehabiah was the first. Verses 1 through 16, 1 Chronicles chapter 23. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be back.
Into the deepness. fill this heart of mine. It's you, it's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line. Forever, road to crescendo, goodbye limbo, like a new day dawning, show me the window.
The music of Toby Mac with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading in the Word of God in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 23, picking up at verse 13. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was set apart, he and his sons forever, that he should sanctify the most holy things, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to give the blessing of his name forever. Now the sons of Moses, the man of God, were reckoned to the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershon and Eleazar. Of the sons of Gershon, Shebuel was the first. Of the descendants of Eleazar, Rehabiah was the first. And Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomith was the first. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first. Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, and Jekameam the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah was the first, and Mishiah the second. The sons of Merari were Mali and Mushai. The sons of Mali were Eleazar and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons, but only daughters. And their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mushai were Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the sons of Levi by their fathers' houses, the heads of the fathers' houses, as they were counted individually by the number of their names, who did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and above. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever." And also to the Levites, "They shall no longer carry the tabernacle or any of the articles for its service." For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both with the showbread and the fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes and what is baked in the pan, with what is mixed and with all kinds of measures and sizes, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and at every presentation of a burnt offering to the Lord on the Sabbath, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number according to the ordinance governing them, regularly before the Lord, and that they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, the needs of the holy place, and the needs of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the work of the house of the Lord." 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests. Then David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar divided them according to the schedule of their service. There were more leaders found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus they were divided. Among the sons of Eleazar were 16 heads of their father's houses, and 8 heads of their father's houses among the sons of Ithamar. Thus they were divided by lot, one group as another, for there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of the house of God, from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ithamar. And the scribe Shemaiah, the son of Nethanel, one of the Levites, wrote them down before the king, the leaders, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the father's houses of the priests and Levites, one father's house taken for Eleazar and one for Ithamar. Now the first lot fell to Jehorarib, and the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Majamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jachim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Emer, the 17th to Hazer, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezekiel, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah. This was the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord according to their ordinance by the hand of Aaron, their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jediah, concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Ishiah, of the Isharites, Shelemoth, of the sons of Shelemoth, Johath, of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jahaziel the third, and Jechameam the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah. Of the sons of Micah, Shemir. The brother of Micah, Ishiah. Of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari were Mali and Mushai, the son of Jaaziah, Bino. The sons of Merari by Jaaziah were Bino, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. Of Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. Of Kish, the son of Kish, Jerahmeel. Also the sons of Mushai were Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites, according to their fathers' houses. These also cast lots, just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, did, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and Levites. The chief fathers did just as their younger brethren. Chapter 25. Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asharalah. The sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king. of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashbon, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah. 6 under the direction of their father, Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gidalti, Romanti Ezer, Joshbekasha, Malothai, Mothir, and Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of God, to exalt his horn. So God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student. Now the first lot for Asaph came out for Joseph, and the second for Gedaliah, him with his brethren and sons, 12. The third for Zakur, his sons and his brethren, 12. The fourth for Jizri, his sons and his brethren, 12. The fifth for Nethaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The sixth for Bukiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The seventh for Jeshurelah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The eighth for Jeshiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The ninth for Mattaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The tenth for Shimei, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 11th for Azarel, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 12th for Hashabiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 13th for Shuba, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 14th for Mattathiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 15th for Jeremoth, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 16th for Hananiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 17th for Joshbekasha, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 18th for Hanani, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 19th for Malothai, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 20th for Eliatha, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 21st for Hother, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 22nd for Gidaltai, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 23rd for Mehoziath, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 24th for Romanti Ezer, his sons and his brethren, 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 26. Concerning the divisions of the gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah, the firstborn, Jediel, the second, Zebadiah, the third, Jothniel, the fourth, Elam, the fifth, Johanan, the sixth, Eliahonai, the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah, the firstborn, Jozabad, the second, Joah, the third, Sakar, the fourth, Nethanel, the fifth, Amiel, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Peultai, the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to Shemaiah, his son, were sons born who governed their father's houses because they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad. Whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were able men. Of these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work, 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, 18 able men. Verses 1 through 8, 1 Chronicles chapter 26. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back.
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever
worship. The music of Mercy Me with I Can Only Imagine. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him in the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness, as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it, to turn from the holy commandment, delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter chapter 3. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. End of 2 Peter chapter 3 and end of the book of 2 Peter. As usual, towards the end of the broadcast, we want to give the opportunity for any person listening that desires to commit their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Today is a great day to give your life to the Lord. Would you simply pray this prayer with us if you'd like to make that all-important step of asking Christ to come into your life? Would you pray it with us now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me with an everlasting love. You love me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, you told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my email address is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please do email us and let us know if you prayed that prayer and committed your life to the Lord. We'd very much like to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, the email, jparker@afa.net. And of course, with that same email, if you're wanting some of the resources we provide, we're always glad to share with our listeners some of the prayer tools and discipleship resources we've developed and that we share far and wide. Our goal is to help you and for us to work as co-workers in the kingdom of God to do the work of evangelism and discipleship. Once again, the email jparker@afa.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.